Claire Amos. I've been thinking, why don't you start?
Well, I've really been thinking long and hard, obviously, about the lockdown and the impact it had on our schools and our students. And I'm really aware that the lockdown shone a light on the economic and digital divide, particularly for our young people when they were trying to learn from home. And I've been thinking about this idea, you know, the schools and the school leader, we can't alone address the economic divide, but I do believe we can and should have addressed the digital divide already. And, you know, I do wonder, should we have done this before the lockdown? I noticed a number of schools and school leaders being frustrated waiting for MOE-supplied laptops and routers in homes. But, you know, there are also a number of low-decile schools and communities, and I'm thinking of places like Point England and the Manaia Kalani Kalasa with decile one schools, where they have already worked hard and creatively to close that digital divide.
Pre-COVID.
And I want to know, you know, what are schools going to do now? Are they going to learn from it, or are they going to sit back and wait for the ministry to solve the problem for them?
Oh, okay, yes, because you have been long a part of this area, haven't you? I mean, I think that you, right back in 2013, 2014, you were part of the 21st Century Education Reference Group, which was Nikki Kaye, wasn't it? Which discussed this online learning and the digital futures and stuff like that. How just before we go to Tim, how epic was it ramping up so fast? Usually you'd have a lead in a couple of years instead of one week.
Yeah, no, it was absolutely massive. And, I felt really privileged to be in a school in a context where we do, for the most part, have connected learners and we do have educators that are used to working online. So for us, it was a really exciting period of innovation. It was exhausting for our teachers and it was a fast pivot, but it was exciting. But I'm aware that wasn't the case for all of our educators, because for a lot of them, it was like ripping off a Band-Aid on a really hairy patch of your body.
Yeah. But Claire, is it fair to put it on the schools? Do they have the resources and the expertise to do it themselves? Isn't that what the ministry is there for?
I actually think it should be in partnership with the ministry. And when I was part of the 21st Century Reference Group, we did make recommendations to the government of the day that there should be extra funding to ensure that we are supported as school leaders to be able to get devices into every hand of our learners. But I also think we don't wait. We don't wait to solve the problems that we really care about in our schools and the communities. And I think if you think it's really important to make sure that our young people have got access to learning 24/7, and you think it's important that they've got access to an education model that is future-focused and fit for purpose, then you prioritise your resourcing and your spending, and you get creative in your partnership. No. I agree that I don't think we should have to fight for it, though.
No. I mean, Steve Mihari was talking about digital divides in the 90s. I mean, this is, as you say, not a new issue. But when you've got, what was the figures, 80,000, 100,000 households who aren't connected to broadband and so forth, then you've got to start there, right? You've just got to get a lot of houses onto broadband before you can even start talking about devices.
You've got a minute.
Not just any broadband.
Tim, you've got a minute.
Sure.
I've been thinking.
I haven't been thinking, Wallace.
You must have been.
No, I haven't thought about anything. You only asked me to come on half an hour ago. So I'm throwing you in deep in there.
Well, here's a question for you. We've talked about commuting.
Yes.
And we've talked about podcast. Give us a couple of podcasts that you can recommend.
You're a good man. Well, it's the Voyages. There you go. It's the Voyages tonight.
Yes.
Let's bring it back into which is the main journalism awards in New Zealand. They are on in about an hour's time.
1 hour's time.
And we've got a bunch of Eating Fried Chicken in the Shower.
I was part of that.
You were.
You've got to listen to it.
You were on it. Well, that's a finalist.
Is it?
It is.
No kidding.
No, you're in there, mate.
I didn't know.
The Detail, our daily news podcast, is a finalist. White Silence, our podcast on the Mount Erebus disaster, is a finalist. Killjoy, great satire. Go to the RNZ podcast page and you can listen to any of these in your commute on the way home tonight.
Absolutely, well worth it. Tim Watkin.
Nano Girls, great science adventures. There's more where they come from.
Tim Watkin, Claire Amos with me on the panel. And there is a lot to discuss for your Friday afternoon. Do stay with us.